Bavakama Perigimu Mishneh. Zebab Chavisoy Zebab Koyrosoy. Similar case of two people walking down the street. One is carrying a chavis. One is carrying a beam. One is in the pottery business. One is a carpenter. He's carrying wood in order to build something. They're coming towards each other. V'nishbera kadoi shel zeh b'karoso shel zeh. They bang into each other. Potter. Shel zeh rishus lahalach u'lezeh rishus lahalach. They're both allowed to walk in the rishus harab. And this needs a hesber. Whose fault is it? What are we talking about? Now, one could say they bang into each other, so there's no ma'aseh mazik, because they banged into each other, one cancels out the other. By the way, over here, what we're talking about is over here is a beam of wood doesn't break from banging into something. A cat does. Pottery will break if it bangs into something. So we're talking over here, Nebuch, the victim of the crash is the Baal HaChovis, not the Baal HaKairi. Since they bang into each other, we see them both as party to the Maisa, and therefore we don't see it as a Maisa Mazik. Because both of them are walking down the street, normally it happens. Now, if one of the parties, over here we'll say the only one who's really Negea, is the Baal HaKairi is running down the street, the Gemara says. He's Rots Pishus HaRabim. So that's not the normal way of walking down the street. So even though the impact is caused also by the Baal HaChovis, but here, since the guilty party, in terms of how he's walking down the street, is the Baal HaKairi, the Baal HaKairi will be Chayav and the Baal HaChovis. This, by the way, Rabbeisai, is a perfect Makor to many examples of two cars crashing into each other. Where two cars crash into each other, where both of them are driving perfectly legal, maybe you could say that it's not Ma'aseh Mazik. But if you do hear that one of them had the right of way, one of them is speeding, v'chule v'chule, that's mamash the case that we just said. Boyfin Zeh, the one who's speeding, is called doing the Ma'aseh Mazik, even though the Rishonim point out, the Rashi Yosef, that the impact is created by both. Maybe say there's no Ma'aseh Mazik, that's not true. If one is going fast, then even though the impact was caused also by the other one, we see the one who's speeding as the Ma'aseh Mazik. Kivega points out, also there's Mefurish in the Rishonim, Mukhi Yosef, others, it's brought in Halacha, that what happens if one of them is standing, he came to a stop. The Baal HaChovis is Omad Bim Koimoy, and the Baal HaKairi was going and crashed in. Even though the Baal HaKairi was going legitimately down the street, Lemaisa the Maisa Mazik is his. The only reason why, when they're both legit and they're both going down the street Kedarkom and they bang into each other, the reason why there's a Ptur is only because the Maisa was created by both of them. So either you need that it's a Mishunadik, he's speeding, he didn't have the right of way, etc. Or it's when the Maisa of impact is taka only done by the Baal HaKairi. So if the Baal HaChovis is Oymit, and again, this is Mamish classic when it comes to cars, one car is standing, even if car number two that bangs into the first one goes kedarko, he didn't speed, he didn't go against the stop sign v'chule, but when he banged into the one who's standing, he's doing the Maisa Mazik, and therefore he's Chayv. These are Klal and other Mamazik, by the way, this is not Bor. Hoya Baal HaKairi Rishon u'Baal HaChovis Achroin. The Baal HaKairi is going first, not the Baal HaKairi, but the Baal HaKairi. The one who's holding on to the beam, so he's not going to be the victim. His beam is going to withstand the impact. The Baal HaChovis is going behind him. Nishbara HaChovis b'Kairi. If the Chovis bangs into the Kairi, pot Baal HaKairi. Clearly, what we're talking about is over here that the Baal HaKairi is first and the Baal HaChovis was behind him. And the Baal HaChovis got a little bit impatient and he stepped on the gas and he walked quickly and he walked into the Kairi. There, Avadi, you're not going to look at the Kairi as doing a Maisa Mazik. So the Halacha is Potter Baal HaKairi. Vim Omad Baal HaKairi. Let's say it's not that the Chovis stam went in. The Baal HaKairi, the car on the front, stepped on the brake. Suddenly. Stepping on the brake suddenly will cause the other guy behind to go into the car in the front. So then the Baal HaKairi will be chayiv on the hezek of the Baal HaChovis. The chiddush over here is that being stationary will be called a Maisa Mazik, because over here the being stationary is the one who caused, and it's biyadai. Simeli is other mamazik. Vim omar le Baal HaChovis amoid potter. If the Baal HaChovis told the Baal The Balkoira told the Balchovis, I need to stop. I'm stopping because I need to sneeze. I'm stopping because I need to adjust the weight in my arm. Stop. Going back to cars, what it means, he signaled to him. If he tells him and he gives him warning, Potter, he kept on going. He didn't follow the signals. Hoya Balchovis Rishon Balkoira Achron. Let's go the other way. The Balchovis Rishon Balkoira Achron is the one who's being damaged. Remember, Luma's cars, where both of them could be damaged by impact. Over here, only the Balchovis will be damaged. The Balkoira could withstand the crash. So the Balchovis was going first, the Balkoira is second. Nishbra Chovis Bakoira, the Koira went into the Chovis. So then it's Chayv. V'mamad Balchovis, Potter. Over here, the Amida of the Balchovis renders the Koira going into him not a mazik. Let's say two cars, and again there was a impact, there was a crash, a collision, and the one who stopped suddenly in the front retained damage on the back of his car. Lumas, the one in the back, not. We don't see the one in the back as chayv because since the first one stopped, the same way that would be considered a ma'aseh mazik, kal v'chomer, it takes off the shem ma'aseh mazik if the other guy stopped. He signaled him and he told him, I'm stopping. Chayv, that would render his walking and not following the signals of Ma'aseh Mazik. The Mishnah adds one more knej. All the dinim that we just said, Legabi Balchovis and a Balkoira, are also Legabi two people. One is carrying a flame, one is carrying something highly flammable. Pishton is very flammable. And if they crash into each other, you'll have the same process will play itself out. Legabe Maise Mazik. Mishnah Vov. Shnayim Shoyim Mahalchim B'Shus HaRabim. We have another knetch of two people going B'Shus HaRabim. Two people going, not one behind another like the Sefer of the Mishnah, but more like the earlier part of the Mishnah, where two people are coming across each other in different lanes. Shnayim Shoyim Mahalchim B'Shus HaRabim. Echod Rotz Ve'echod Mahalich. One is running and one is walking. Oisha Yushneim Ratzim, well, both of them were running. Viziku says then that Wamazik is other Shneim Peturim. This is a Chiddush. Echad Rotz Vechem Halach, why should the Rotz be Potter? I mean, we had Mufurish in the Mishnah a few Mishnahs ago that Rotz is considered Shalai B'Shus, speeding. So the Gemara says over here an interesting diktuk. The Gemara says, Chesur Mechzor Vachatoni, the Rav brings it. The Rotz and Mahalach over here that we're talking about is Arve Shabbosis V'yam Tovim. The reason why the Rotz is Potter is because it's considered the right way to walk down the street on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, is Takat HaRosh. There's a lot to do, and time is of the essence. Or, alternatively, Shneim Rotzim, both of them are speeding and they crash into each other, there you could cancel out because both of them can't be considered Ma'aseh Mazik. And this is important, Legabi cars also. But you're talking, if both of them are doing Shaloi Kedin, then you could cancel out, even though one person's car was a $5,000 Hezek, and one person's car was an old Jalopy, was a $2,000 Hezek. That would be the Nafkamina. They might, in certain cases, cancel each other out, and then the Halacha is Shneim Peturim.